Yep.
Which are very relevant.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Without doubt, it is critical that we see the erosion that the COVID-19 pandemic has done on the issue of nutrition. And particularly, nutrition for those who were already vulnerable. The poor, the pregnant women, the children, the displaced, and now the increasing numbers of the unemployed. COVID has generated a crisis, but we also already had a double burden of malnutrition. We already had a challenge of malnutrition in the country because of the pre-existing challenges to these vulnerable people I've spoken about. COVID-19 has more than tripled the vulnerability of these people. So it's critical that in all the surveys, in all the studies, in all the programming, in all the spending, in all the policy making, we must integrate the COVID context in order to deliver useful nutrition programs and projects, and also to make sure that we do not further undermine the little development gains that we had, but we also do not bring these people who are vulnerable into even worse situations because of poor nutrition.
I mean, if you think about, I don't want to say too many things, but if you think about like the cancer patients,